The new zoning map seeks to implement some of the changes recommended by the borough's 2016 comprehensive plan. It would also put into use new zoning classifications in a sweeping revision of the borough's development code approved by the borough assembly in December. Commissioner Tor Benson, attending by phone, opened the meeting by trying to explain the commission's approach to the new zoning map.
We have received a few requests to leave a particular property zoning the way it was. With the current zoning code changes, the allowed uses in each zoning designation are slightly different, so we were trying to match the zoning to the current uses of the property, taking into consideration of the surrounding uses in the borough's comprehensive plan. Some comments we received have said that the current changes will lower the value of their property because they reduce the potential uses, which is a valid concern. Another side of the spectrum is the fact that you may have a house and a neighbor is allowed to open a sawmill 100 feet from your house, then the value of your house could also be affected. We are trying to find the balance between these two extremes.
However, numerous property owners blasted the proposed changes, the process for approving them, and also asked for no change in their current zoning. Here's Heather O'Neill, Lars Christensen, Amber Burrell, and Harold Medallin.
Please take no rezoning action that will deprive me of any of my current possible uses under the current industrial tied lands definitions. You would greatly devalue my properties. Your actions would deprive me of future income. These are serious consequences.
This is going through way too quick, and it's just not good. Everybody I talk to is unhappy with this.
And I think it was a cart in front of the horse that now you guys are stuck in a really terrible spot, because I take it personally. I mean, my husband and I have spent $3.1 million in assessed value in this town since 2016. And I'm looking at all these things that I had planned, and you know what I see? No, 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 no. That is a really, really hard pill for me to swallow.
The reason you have a room full of people right now is because you didn't get a hold of us last year when you're making all these changes. Everything I've heard about it is that we're going to streamline it, simplify it, allow more uses of the property, and we get the code and start reading it, and you've taken away a lot of our allowable uses.
Some of the frustration stemmed from confusion over what would and wouldn't be allowed in the new zoning classifications. Others voiced anger they weren't notified of the changes, or that the proposed zoning map should have been released to the public much earlier on in the process. Some also sounded like they'd prefer no zoning restrictions on their land. Under the new map, current uses of a property are grandfathered in and would be allowed to continue, but future uses of a property would be impacted by the changes. Property owners submitted over 30 requested changes to the zoning map, and the commission started working through that list, voting some of the requests up or down. But throughout, commissioners also found themselves defending the new development code finalized in December. Several pointed out the multiple public hearings and community outreach efforts they made before voting on a final recommendation a year ago. The Assembly, meanwhile, spent a couple months last fall holding public hearings and making their own changes. Here's the Planning Commission Chair, Chris Fry.
We work off of what the people in the community tell us. That's how we came up with the code that we proposed to the Borough Assembly. So,
come on.
Where were you?
Where were you? Where were you?
This whole room is all working people.
That's not
we all work. We do things too.
Yeah.
Okay, remember, we're a volunteer board. We don't get paid to do this.
Right.
Okay.
Those were Commissioners Dave Kensinger and Sally Dwyer also chiming in. Property owner Harold Medallin said he's followed the issue over the past year.
And the common comments I've always heard is we're streamlining the code, we're going to increase the allowable uses, it's going to be less restrictive, simplify it. That's the constant refrain. I can get you quotes from the newspaper about that, from staff. But once the map came out, we finally got a letter about it. Our existing old code that was put together with a great deal of public input, property owners coming in and saying, this is how I want my land zoned, that's being thrown out the window, and a much more restrictive code. It's twice as dense, twice as thick, much more confusing, and I've been through both of them reading them.
Medallin said he planned to ask the Assembly to rescind the new development code and start again. One of the more contentious changes in that new code is a tighter restriction on residential use of some industrial land. The new code has a size limit for a caretaker dwelling that can be built on property classified as general industrial land, and a new category, waterfront industrial. That dwelling also has to be a secondary use of the property under this new code. Another property owner, Pete Litzheim, brought up one recent example. The borough in 2016 denied a conditional use permit to Bill Manish for additional residential dwelling space on his waterfront industrial land just south of downtown.
At the point where Manish came in and decided to build a home or something that looks like a home on industrial land, seems like everything hit the fan at that point and a bunch of wrong stuff came out, because that's all industrial land, both on the tide side and the upper side, from Petromarine back to the building the harbor wants now that used to be Union Oils. For crying out loud, does precedent count, or do you new people that haven't been around not understand what this community is really all about?
In between hours of public comment, the commission did vote to approve around 10 requested changes to the proposed map. Two commissioners, Yancey Nelson and Richard Burke, were not at Tuesday's meeting. The commission still has other requests to consider before voting on a final zoning map recommendation to the borough assembly. The assembly can also make other changes during their three readings of an ordinance, expected to start April 1st and finish May 20th. The borough government is not implementing zoning restrictions on land in the greater borough outside of Service Area 1. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.